Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. The first 10 Mishnayos in this Perek will begin with the phrase HaMekabel Sada Mechavero, someone who receives a field from his friend. And this really can be discussing one of two and really three different scenarios. Two of the three scenarios are two different forms of what we call sharecropping. The classic sharecropping is called Arisus. Arisus is where somebody is willing to work somebody else's field, and in return, he will give a percentage of the produce of that field for each year to the owner of the field, the Baal HaBayis. The Aris, who does this agreement called Arisus, agrees to give a percentage. The other form of sharecropping is called Chachirus. He is the Chocher. The Chocher is the person who agrees to work somebody else's field, and he agrees in advance he's going to give not a percentage of the produce, but a specific amount. Whether the field does well or doesn't do well, he's not going to give a percentage, but rather a flat fee based on the coming from the produce of that field, not based on money. The third form, which is not discussed so much in this parak, but a little bit, and that is commonly called schirus, rental, and that is going to pay actual dollars, going to pay actual money for the a flat amount of money for renting the field. So the first Mishnah, Mekabel Sada Mechavero, is actually discussing all three of the cases. Somebody is receiving the field in any one of those forms. So we're going to see that how you deal with the field has to do with the minhag. Makom shenagu liktzor, in a place where the minhag, the custom is that the sharecropper or the person renting the field cuts down the grain with a scythe, he cuts it down. Yiktzor, that's how he should harvest the field. Lakor, however, if the minhag is to uproot the produce from its roots, yakor, he has to do that. There are advantages and disadvantages to both. Lachrosh acharav, if the minhag is to plow the field afterwards by the sharecropper, yachrosh, he needs to plow. And the Gemara actually points out that if the minhag is to plow the field, even if this sharecropper, let's say he weeded the field, which was not common, was not something that was done, but he weeded it anyway. So he might want to say, well, I don't need to plow the field, which would get rid of the weeds, because I already weeded the field manually beforehand. We say no. Despite that, he has to yachrosh. The Mishnah is saying he has to plow it because that's the minhag, regardless of what other things he did that he feels might take care of the problem. But if the minhag is to do harisha, he has to do harisha. The Mishnah says hakol k'minhag medina. Everything is based on the custom of the place. This next part of the Mishnah is talking about a standard case of an aris, of a person sharecropper based on the percentage. And the Mishnah says, Kashem shecholkin vatvua, just as the landlord and the sharecropper take a share of percentages of the produce itself, of the tvua, let's say of the grain or the fruits, ka cholkin batevin of akash. So also they divide up with the stubble and the straw from the field. They divide that also as well. Included in that is when he's dealing with a vineyard, kishim shecholken b'yayin, just as they will divide up in the wine, kacholken b'zemoros uvakonim. So also they will divide up the zemoros, or the vines. Let's say they're for their wood, uvakonim, or the sticks that are used to support the vines. And finally, the Mishnah says ushneha misapkin esakonim. Both the landlord and the sharecropper have to share in the provision of these sticks that are used to uphold the vine. Now, the Gemara explains that this final phrase is actually giving the rationale for why it is that the halacha is that the sharecropper and the landlord both, they divide up the responsibility of, harvest the field, that they divide up the sticks as well, is because initially they both provided the sticks. So that final phrase, Ushneham Asapkin Asakonim, is the rationale for Kacholkin Mazamorsav Akonim, for why it is that they're dividing up the Konim, because they both provided the Konim in the first place.